We begin the current Masechtas Menachos Daf Chaf. Begin on the bottom of your Testament base, two lines up from the bottom of the Amud. But the Gemara continues the discussion with the previous Daf. And the Gemara had quoted a halacha from Rav, discussing the topic of our parak, our Masechta, that wherever the Torah repeats a halacha that already said once before, by the laws of a mincha, of a flower offering, is ena ela la'akev. It's just coming to tell you that it's integral, and without it, it's not going to be valid. But, however, if it doesn't repeat it, then it's not going to be ma'akev. That halacha, maskevla Rafun. Rafun asked on Rav and says, Hari Melech, but there's the law of salting a flower offering, deloy tana bekara, that the pasuk does not repeat it, yet ma'akva be, it is integral. It's going to be ma'akva, the validity of the mincha, the time, like learn the braisa. Pasuk says, Mamidbar, bris melech elmhu. It's an everlasting covenant of the salt. What does that mean? Shatehei, that it should be as a ketentem of chaf manal of bris amur b'melech, that there's a covenant that's said regarding the salt, that should never cease to be from karbanas. That's the Rabbi Yehuda. Now, the next opinion, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, is the same as Rabbi Yehuda, just what's called Mashmal's Darshan Nikabay now. The difference is where they learn it out from, they're both saying the same halacha, however. Rabbi Yehuda's learning it out from the Pasuk, which, as we'll see, also compares to the everlasting covenant of the Kahanim. So too, it's saying that there's a bris, a covenant with the salt. Shimon Oimer, he learns it from Gzeirah Shavah. It says, Nemekan bris melech olam, who it says over here in this pasuk, an everlasting covenant of the salt. V'nemelahan, there's a pasuk over there in Bamidbar that says, bris kunas olam, a covenant everlasting of the Kohanim, that they're going to be the ones doing the Avodah. Now, according to both of them, the idea is saying, shem shi yefshel karbanis b'lei kahuna, just like it's not possible to have the karbanis without kahuna, kach yefshel karbanis b'lei melech, so it's not possible to have the karbanis, the sacrifices, the flower offering without salt. So you see that it's ma'akiv. And yet, however, the law is not repeated by Mincha, so why is it going to be Ma'akev? So Amar Rav Yosef says, you're right. Rav, who says that only a law that's repeated by Mincha is Ma'akev, but if it's not repeated, it's not going to be integral. Ketan, the Didan Svirle, holds like the Tan of our Mishnah. Dama, that our Mishnah said, one of the cases that it says was Leib Malach, if one did not salt the Kemitza, the fistful that's being put on the Mizbeach, the Tan of our Mishnah said, it's going to be Kosher, which is right, not like a breathing Rabbi Shimon who said it's going to be Ma'akev. So if it's not difficult, then Rav. To the contrary, the reason why the Tan of our Mishnah says it's going to be Kosher is because it wasn't repeated, therefore it's not Ma'akev. However, on that as the Gemara, only Abaya. So Abaya said to him, if that's the case, then Lo Yotzik Nami. Going back to a discussion we had in the previous staff, which is then one of the other cases that the Mishnah says regarding if, let's say, you didn't pour the oil onto the flour offering, then you're saying loy malach means if it wasn't salted at all, so then lo yotze klal, so then the case of pouring also means not pouring at all. However, really established on the previous daf that no, ela rather lo yotze koin elazar. We said that you have to have the pouring of the oil. It's ma'akev, ikuvik sevbe. Rather, what does it mean when the Mishnah says lo yotze like didn't pour? It means a koin didn't pour, but a non-koin. So Chanami, so ask the Gemara, then here too, Le Malach Koine Lazar. When it says in the Mishnah that it wasn't salted, how can you say that that's who Rav's like that says you don't need it to be salted at all? No, to the contrary. We should say that it means that a Koine didn't salt it, but a Zar did, and yet it would sound like even the time of our Mishnah would agree to Rebbe Shimon that it has to be salted. On that, Amalei said to him, no, it's not possible to say what you want to say. Because v'chital al-daitche, would it enter your mind to say, shazar karv l'gav mizbeach, that a non-kohen could come to the altar, to the mizbeach, to salt the kmitza, which is done on the top of the mizbeach, as the Gemara says, regarding the halacha, when it talks about the malicha, it says that it's you salt the kmitza on the Rosh Hashanah mizbeach, so it's obvious that it's not saying, loy malach le'moch kohen el-azar, because a zar can't salt it, because a zar is not allowed to come to do an avoid on the top of the mizbeach, rather it's obvious that it's talking about loy malach klal, and therefore, like the Gemara elsewhere says, Hakadisa Vakadisa. Layotzek means Layotzek Koin Elazar, but Laymalach means Laymalach Kal, and that's who Rav's going like. Or says the Gemara, V'ibay Sim, if you want, you could say to answer the original question of Rav Huna and Rav, is that you're right. Although the Pasuk doesn't repeat the law of Malicha by a Mincha, but Kivin the Chsiva Bei Bris, since the Pasuk, as we showed, says the terminology of covenant regarding the salt, command the Tanabe Kradami, it's like as if the Pasuk repeated it to say that it's Ma'akev from the terminology of Bris, and that's why it's Ma'akev. But you're right, everywhere else, it's only going to be Ma'akev if the Pasuk repeats it. Now, the Gemara asks on the assumption that we were having up until now, V'loy Tanabe Kra, is it really so that the law of salting a Mincha is not repeated? And that's why the question was asked on Rav, so why is it Ma'akev? It's not repeated. And that's the Gemara, but if there is a pasuk in Mayikra that repeats the whole pasuk, talks about another pasuk or talking about salting the mincha. It says, V'chol karban minchasa b'melech timlach, and your carbon of your flour offering should be salted with salt. Which the pasuk there continues in Mayikra Bey's pasuk Yud Gimel, that b'leisash b'smelach, you should not desist from putting on salt, bris elikecha, it's a commandment of your God, me'al mechasecha, from on top your flour offering, al kol karban chatak melech, on all your sacrifices you should put on salt. So he actually repeats it a bunch of times in the pasuk. So what he's saying, he doesn't repeat it, there's this whole pasuk. Says the Gemara, and that's why we recited the whole pasuk. As we'll see, the entirety of the pasuk is required for drushes to qualify what are the types of sacrifices and offerings that are salted, but it's not as an extra pasuk to repeat to tell you that it's only coming to tell you that it's ma'akiv. No, it's not extra to tell you it's ma'akiv. And therefore, that was our question. Then why is it ma'akiv according to Rav? And that's what we answered, either because it says the word bris, or because you're right, Rav's not going like those tanoim that it's ma'akiv. So the Gemara says that, look at the time, like learn the Braisa, that this whole pasuk is used to expound how to qualify the law of salting a carbon. Says the Braisa, Ilu Nemar, if it would have said kol, which that the word before of carbon b'melech, that every sacrifice should be salted, so Shemayan ne'afilet medam, I would then even understand that even when you put wood on the mizbeach, or blood, that they also have to be salted. Shenikru carbon, because they're also called a carbon. We find Eitzim being called a carbon, like the Gemara is going to bring later on the Pasuk in the Chemya, V'agarolai si'palnu al carbon Eitzim. The wood was called a carbon, and blood is called a carbon because it's the primary element of a carbon. So of course it's called carbon. So therefore we would think you have to salt those elements too. Tamalei memincha, that's why the Pasuk teaches, the word says the word flower offering, to tell you, ma mincha miyuchedis, just like a flower offering is distinct. That there are other elements that come obligatory when you're coming to sacrifice a mincha, which is that you need to have firewood to create the fire to burn the mincha on it. Also other things that when you're coming to put on the mizbeach requires firewood, those types of things, like the mincha, requires salting, which excludes eitzim and dam. Dam is not, doesn't need firewood because it's not burnt on the mizbeach, it's poured, it's thrown on the mizbeach. And the wood itself is the wood. It doesn't need wood to burn it, and therefore, those are things that are excluded from requiring the salting process. Now, on that, the question is, imam minchem yuched deshemateres, but why are you saying this? Why don't you say that just like a flower offering is distinct, that it's a permitter, meaning by a mincha, there's a kmitza that's taken off a fistful, that when that's burnt on the mizbeach, that permits the shirayim, the leftovers, to be eaten. So maybe say, av kol shemater, also anything that's a permitter, and therefore avidam shemater, I would actually include in the law of being salted, blood, which is also a permitter, because when the blood of a carbon is thrown on the mizbeach, it permits the sacrificial parts to be burnt on the mizbeach, and the meat to be eaten by the kahanim. So as Rashi explains, the Gemara's question actually is an addition. In other words, just like you're including whatever similar to the mincha in one element, that you're saying, whatever has acherim boin chayv lehen, whatever also is just like the mincha, that you have to bring firewood with it. So therefore, we include all those other things that are just like that. So therefore, ask the Gemara, but why didn't you then also include blood, which is also similar to the mincha, in a different one element, which is it's a matter just like it? And when we say afkol, which sounds like, okay, anything that's just like it, but it's obviously excluding something, it would be excluding wood, which is not similar to the mincha in anything. It's not a matter, and it doesn't require wood to come with it. How do you know that it's excluding blood and eitzim? Tamalema, that's what the Braisa teaches, another exclusionary term to exclude that something which is similar to mincha as being a matter, and to only include stuff to have a cheirim boin chaybalahem that also require firewood, like the mincha. Because how do we know this? Me'al mincha secha, that's what the pasuk continues. It says that you have to salt something that comes on your flour offering. V'loy me'al damcha. Because I already said mincha. What's al mincha secha? To tell you on your flour offering, v'loy me'al damcha, but not for something that is going to come on your blood. Now, as Rashi points out, the reason how we know that this is what the Braisa was asking and answering is because you can't say that the Braisa was saying, oh, maybe we should only include blood that's similar to the mincha that's a matir, and to exclude all those other things that are not matirim, that only have a cherim boin chaymalahen. Because if that would be the case, then why would the Braisa have to tell me this exclusionary term of me'al mincha secha to tell you, no, it's not that we're going to exclude those and include blood, and rather we're going to exclude blood and include those things. If that was the case and that was the Braisa was discussing, then the Braisa should have said very simply, Mistabra, it would be logical to say we're including those and excluding blood, because as the Gemara is going to bring later on, Ashban Tameh, that there's so many more reasons to say that we're including all those other things that require firewood and to exclude blood. So therefore, obviously you have to say that No, what the Bryce's question was, maybe we should include all of them. Because on some level, you have all those other things that are similar to blood, similar to the mincha, because they require acherim boin chevelam, which is the firewood. And then you have blood, which also is similar to the mincha, and a different one element, which is that it's a matzah kamaisi. That's why we need the mir to say that, no, one of those two categories we're going to exclude, and as the Gemara will explain later on, that is the blood. But that's how we know it, because if not for this pasuk, we would have thought that maybe we're only excluding eitzim, and that actually we would include blood and all those other things that acherim boin lam chayva. Now, continues the Braisa, and that's why we need the rest of the pasuk. So you would think that the entire flour offering, even the shiraim, even the leftovers that the kanim eat, should require being salted. Tamalema carbon, that's why it says in the pasuk the word carbon, which that's the kaimitz, b'chol carbon minchascha, what's the part that's being sacrificed? That's the only the kaimitz, the rest is being eaten by the kanim, not put on the mizbeach, which tells you carbon toin melech, only that which is being sacrificed requires salt, which is the kaimitz, v'ein mincha kula toin melech, but the rest of the flour offering does not require being salt. Now, continues the Braisa, v'einli elu kaimitz. Now, I would only know from this pasuk that what part of the flour offering needs to be salted? It's the fistful of the flour. Minayin l'rabbit says l'vayin. How do I know to include the frankincense that also comes with the mincha? Says the Braisa, ma'abri nes l'vayin, I'll include the frankincense to be salted, shekein bo ima b'kli echad, because it comes with it in the same vessel. When we prepare the mincha, the frankincense is there too, and therefore when you're going to sacrifice that, that also requires to be salted. Now continues the Braisa, but minayin l'rabbis is l'avayin habab b'fnei atzma. How do we know we'd include the halacha of salting, even a carbon of frankincense when it comes by itself? For example, someone says, harei alai l'avayna, he takes upon himself a nether to bring a carbon of frankincense, which the Gemara later on, Daf Kavam Beis, says he has to bring such a carbon, they can't bring less than a fistful. How do we know that there the l'avayna also requires salt? Well, l'avayna habab b'zichin, or the frankincense that comes with the spoons that are by the lechem upon them on the shulchan, that when they're burnt on the mizbeach, they also require salt. Which is the incense that's brought every day, minchas koyanim, which is a nedava of a mincha that a koyan brings, which is totally burnt in the mizbeach, or minchas koyan mashiach, or that of the chavite koyan gadol that he brings every day, or minchas nesachim, or the libation flower offerings, or emur chattis, the sacrificial parts of a sin offering, vemur ashim, the sacrificial parts of a guilt offering, vemur kachakachim, or the sacrificial parts of what's called the zivchei shal metzibra of the kivsi atzer instead of shvuas, which although it's a shlamim, but they're kachay kachim. And the way we know that is because shlama are usually eaten for 2 days and one night, and those shlama are only eaten for a day and a night, as the Gemara said in Zohar, Daf Nadal Mabez, that has limited to a day and a night, and therefore it's like the kachay kachim. Or vemur kachim kalma, the sacrificial parts of the lower level karbanas, vevari oilo, or the limbs of a karban oilo, vaila sa'if, and the parts of the oilo sa'if. Minayin, how do we know that all these karbanas also required to be salted? Temelim, that's what the pasuk teaches at the end. I'll call karbancha takar melech, on all your sacrifice you have to burn. You have to sacrifice with salt. And that's how we know that these things need salt. So therefore, that's what the Gemara was answering. No, this pasuk is not a repetition of the laws of mincha. Every word over there is being used as a drasha, and therefore that's why the original question was valid, to say that salt is not repeated, and therefore that was a question on Rav. So then why is salting being ma'akev by the mincha? Amma, now the Gemara goes back to explain parts of the brayse that we quoted previously. Said the Braisa, Ein li elu kaimetz. So I would only know that we include in the halacha of burning on the mizbeach, the flour offering, which is the kmitza, minayin l'rabbis is alavayna, said the Braisa. So I know to include, like we said, the carbon part of the mincha, that requires, but how do I know to include also the frankincense that comes with the mincha that when it's burnt on the mizbech also requires to be salted? So the Braisa, ma'abrenes alavayna, I'll include also the frankincense, shekein bo'i mo b'kliyachet, because it comes with it in the same vessel. And then the Braisa continued, it says, how do I know to include all those other things that we said, the whole list of things, all different types of karbanos that also they have to be salted when they're burnt on Mizbeach. And that said the Braisa, because you know that from the Pasuk, I'll call karbancha takrev melech. And that is the Gemara. What's the question with Levoina and all those other karbanos that require salt? But Ramit, you already said before in the Drasha, you said ma mincha, you said, it talks about mincha there in the Pasuk. So you said, just like the flour offering, miuchedes, shachem boin chayvullah, that it's distinct, that it requires as an obligation other things to come with it. And therefore, all the other things that are similar to that, should also, that require to have the firewood to be there, that you could burn that thing on the mizbeach, also requires to be salted. Now from there, you already know, levaina and all those other karbanas, that they need firewood to burn them on the mizbeach, that they need to be salted. So then, why are we saying that, for example, let's say by the other karbanas, that you need to know from alkol karbancha, why didn't you alkol karbancha takar melech to include it? You know it from the comparison to the law of mincha. So that says the Gemara Hachikama. This is what the Tana the Braisa was asking. When he was saying, I would only know Kaimitz, his question was, Ema, maybe say, not to make the drasha like we were saying. Not to say, oh, to compare everything to Mincha that's distinct, that Acherim Boin Chayvula, which that's how we excluded Eitzim Adam from, to say that, oh, that's how we'll know there's other things. Maybe we should expound the Pasuk in what's known as a Klal Prat. We should say carbon, when it talks about in the Pasuk of carbon, that's Klal, it's a general terminology of like all sacrifices require salt. But then the Mincha, then it mentions a Mincha, which is a Prat, it's specific. Now that's one of the 13 hermeneutic principles of expounding the Torah, which is a Klal Prat. When you have a general statement, then a specific, the halacha is Ein Bechlal El Mashe Beprat. You don't include anything in the general category, but the specific that's mentioned, which would tell us Mincha in Midrach Rinilai, which is only the flour offering and nothing else. And that's what the Bryce's question was, that, wait a second, maybe we should not just exclude Damim and Eitzim, maybe we should exclude everything, because maybe it's a Klal Prat. And how do we know it includes all those other karbanos, including Levina, that it's going to acquire salt? Hada'ama, that's what ultimately the Braisa concluded and says, Al kol karbancha, when it says, in all your karbanos, tarkav melech, you should sacrifice salt, which is saying that even if you want to expound the Torah in the klal prat, in these psukim, still you can end up including all these other elements. Why? Because when it then repeats, Al kol karbancha, it's chaz v'kal. It goes back and says another general statement on every karban. Which now you already have a different principle called a kalala prata klal. When you have a general, specific, and a general, oh, that says, iata dana elekena prat. Then you're going to qualify it only what's similar. It doesn't have to be just as specific. Whatever's similar to the specific. Oh, now anyway, says the Raiser, we're going to come back to the original statement we had said originally. Because now you're going to say, ma prat mafur is just like the specific that of Mincha is explicit. Shacherim boin chaybullah, that it requires other obligations to come with it, which is the firewood that you can burn the kaimitz on it. Afkol shacherim boin chaybullah, also all other things that are require another obligation, that of the firewood to come with it, and is also going to require to be sold, which includes all these other things. And that's how we know that all these things, including all those other karbanas, require to be salted. Because although we were included in Mamincha, we said, wait, maybe we shouldn't just do that. Maybe we should learn it as a Kalal Prat. And then says that's what the Braisa says. Even if you want to say it's a Kalal Prat, you'll still have another Kalal to end, which will include them anyway. Now, however, the Gemara asks, in the way of clarification, first, Acherim Debayin Chaybala Mayniu. Wait a second. When we kept on saying this all along, that we wanted to compare all other karbanas to the mincha, we said, well, what's distinct about mincha? That it requires something else to come as obligatory when you want to sacrifice the kaimis of the mincha on the mizbeach. What is that? Says the Gemara Eitzim. That means the firewood, to have that on the mizbeach, and then you could burn the mincha on the mizbeach. So to all these other karbanas require a fire to burn the mizbeach, which is the firewood. As the Gemara says, I've called Eitzim, that was the drasha, that also all the things that require firewood require to be salted. And that is the Gemara. How do you know that? Maybe Amos say, Acherim deboin chaybala, this that the mincha requires an obligation, something else to come with it. You know what that is? Niyu levaina, that's the frankincense which comes as an obligation because of the flower part. Maybe then say all other things that require another obligatory thing to come with it, even another carbon, should also require to be salted. And if that's the case, the Isidam, maybe we should include the blood. Why? Because the Ikka Nesachim, because when you bring a carbon, which is blood, it requires libations, which is wine and oil that come obligatory with a carbon. So maybe we should include blood that it requires to be salted. Because although it doesn't require Eitzim, because you don't burn the blood in Mizbeach, but it requires something else to come with it, just like a mincha requires levaina, don't say Eitzim, say like levaina, which is another carbon, so dudam requires nesachim to come with it. Says the Gemara, no, nesachim b'hadi emun hu da'asu. The libations don't come with the blood part of the carbon. It comes with the sacrificial parts of the carbon. That's what requires it to come with it. And so therefore, there's nothing to do with the blood. And therefore, it's not going to say that the blood should be salted. And that is the Gemara, but actually the emun do get salted. Ask the Gemara, my time, why are you saying that the Nesachim are considered like it comes with the Emurim of the carbon, not with the blood of the carbon? Because you're going to tell me that Achila, there's the eating, which is the sacrificial parts, so to speak, as if the Mizbech is eating, and Beshtiyah and drinking, which is the wine. Like they go together, eating and drinking. And that says the Gemara, Adrabah, to the contrary. We could tell you that the Nesachim come as part of the blood process, because that's normal to say, Kapara v'simcha. After you get the atonement, which the primary atonement of a carbon is the blood, which he's atoned for his sin, then the wine, which is like the Pasuk says, Misamech, Likim Banashim, that rejoices God and people, that someone that gets atonement for his sin, he rejoices. So maybe the wine is actually part of the blood process, and we're back to the question, then blood should require to be salted because it's going to bring something else with it, which is the Nesachim. Taylor rather says the Gemara, though, the reason why we did not include blood in the obligation of being salted, even though it requires the libations come with it as an obligation, it's still not similar to the Levina that comes in obligation with the Mincha. Because Levina bo'ima b'kliyachad. The frankincense, even if you're going to say haboin l'chayvah, not referring to the eitzim, but rather to Levina, but Levina comes together in the same vessel as the Mincha. So there you could say it's like one thing, and therefore it's something else that's coming chayvah with it together to require the salting of the kaimats. But Nesachim ain't bo'im b'kliyachad. But the libations, they don't come in the same vessel together with the blood. It's a separate vessel, and therefore we would say that it's not going to be included in the obligation. Aval Eitzim, but this that we keep on saying, that we compare all these other Krabanis to the Mincha, which just like by the Kaimetz, when you burn the Mizbech, it has to have firewood, and therefore all other things. So there we could say, Ki Eichet, the Mizkasha, but Mincha, just like that validates the ability to sacrifice the Mincha on the Mizbech. Yeah, that's the same exact thing by all the Karbanis, that they also require the firewood there to burn it. Therefore, that is comparative. And that's why we do learn all those other things comparing to Mincha, that says in the Pasuk, that they require to be salted. But the Dam, even the element of what Mincha has to Levina, would not be the same as Dam and Nesachim, because it doesn't come in the same vessel. And that's why we exclude blood from requiring the obligation of being salted. But the Gemara still asks, but the Ema maybe say, Mahaprat Mafur is just like that which is specified in the Pasuk of this obligation of Melech, of salt, which is the Mincha. Has actually two things, like we keep on pointing out. Shachem Boin Chaybala, it requires other things to come because of it, whether it be the Eitzim or Levina, Umateres, and it's a permitter too. The Kemitza is what permits the rest of the Mincha to be eaten. Of course, and maybe say everything else, Shachem Boin Chaybala, Umateres. Maybe what we're going to include in the law of Malicha is the only thing that somebody has both. A, that it requires something else to become as obligatory of it, and it permits something else. Umayni, what would that be? It would actually only be one other thing. It would be levain habo bebezichin, the frankincense that comes in the spoonfuls on the shulchan, which has achem boin chaybala, because it requires to be burnt on the firewood of the mizbeach, and the shari lechem, it permits the breads, the lechem upon them, to be eaten. But maybe nothing else, maybe all those other things do not require to be salted, because it's not similar to the mincha in both elements. Says the Gemara, no, mid itzrich me'alman chasuf. In fact, as we saw in the Braisa, that we had to have the word in the pasuk that what do you salt? What's on your flour offering, which we expounded v'lo me'al damcha, but not what's on your blood, which from that's where we excluded blood from being salted. So obviously we see that had the pasuk not excluded blood, we would have said that blood requires to be salted, even though it's comparable to mincha only in one element, that it's a matur like mincha. So machlal, the hanach kula, the inference is that all those other things that the pasuk does not exclude, asu b'chatzah, that they would be included, even though they're only comparable to the mincha in one element, that they have acherim bar in chaymula, still we say that it requires the resulter, and that's how we know from the pasuk's requirement of excluding blood, that it only needs to have one thing to be compared, and not both things. Nothing more continues explaining the b'raisa, amamar, the time the b'raisa said, me'aman chas, like we just mentioned, what does that say from that you should salt what's on your flour offering? V'lay me'al damcha, but not what's on your blood. Well, that is the Gemara. Maybe say a different drasha. Say you only salt what's on your flour offering. But not what's on your limbs. Maybe only a flour offering and not a carbon. How do you know exclude blood? Maybe only the limbs are being excluded. Says the Gemara. And we mentioned this idea earlier from Rashi, that it's more logical to say that we can include all those other things which are limbs that are burnt on the Mizbeach, that they require to be salted, and that we're actually excluding the blood. Shekein ashban tomei simon. We have all these different letters, which are different parallels that you have between the Ivarm and the Mincha, in contrast to what blood doesn't have. What's the Aleph? First of all, Achirim Boin Chaybala Kamais, like we've been mentioning all along, that all those things, the Mechas Kahanim, the Avari of the Ayla, the Emurim, all those other things, they require to have something else that comes with it, which is the firewood, in contrast to blood, which doesn't need firewood to come with it, because it's not burnt on Mizbeach, it's just poured or thrown on. Ishim Kamaisa, it also requires to be burnt on the fire, excluding blood which is not burnt. Bachutz Kamaisa, it's also on the outer Mizbeach, like the Mincha, because every Mincha and the burning of limbs are done in the Azara, on the Mizbeach. But blood sometimes is done actually in the Hechel, by Bein Abadim, or on the Pareches. So it's not similar to, like Mincha, like these Eivarim are. Neiser Kamaisa. Also, these limbs are like the mincha where it has the punishment of eating it if it was left over its time. Tumah Kamaisa, there's also the liability of eating it in a state of impurity, which that applies to mincha and the limbs of a carbon, that you're liable for Neiser, and also Tumah if someone eats it in a state of ritual impurity. And actually, even the Kremitz, which is a permitter, so therefore there's no pigle, but it also has a liability of Neiser and Tumah. And this is learned in Zvachim, the Vimdal Manal from Ashahim Akdishim. And so to Me'ila Kamaisa, so to Evarim and Mincha, they all have the halachas of misappropriation. In contrast, by dam, by blood, you don't have any of the last three. As the Gemara in Yumin of Samach Manav says, there's three psukim by dam to tell you one is excluding blood. There's no liability of eating from it if it was left over time of Neiser. There's no liability of eating it in the state of Tumah. And there's no liability of the halacha Me'ila applies to dam. And therefore, you have all these parallels that are between the Evarim and the Mincha. Therefore, if we're going to include one and exclude the other, we're going to include the Evarim for the obligation of Mincha and exclude, like we said, V'lim al damcha, but not the blood. However, the Gemara continues on the base and asks, what do you mean? I'll drop it to the contrary. I could tell you dam havalir, but we should include blood and exclude all those other things. Shkin matur kamaisa, because blood is similar to mincha in that it's permitted, like it not the case of all those other things. They're not permitters, and because the kaimitz and the blood both permit other things of the carbon to be eaten or sacrificed, and also nifsel b'shkiyas achama kamaisa. It also becomes invalidated by sundown, just like the kaimitz of the mincha. Now, the blood becomes invalidated by Shkiyah Sachama because it's not fit to throw the blood at nighttime, like the Pasuk says in Be'yukar Zayin, B'yoyim Tzavaisis B'nei Yisrael HaKim, during the daytime. Now, additionally, the next day, it's also not, you're not able to throw it, meaning to wait till the next day, because that becomes possible for what's called Lina, what's left overnight. As Gemara in Zvachim, and Ezer Mekamim, the Navav Manalva explains, how do we know that blood becomes possible by Shkiyah Sachama? Because it says, B'yoyim HaKriv Ezevchai. Now, as the Gemara expounds over there, now, additionally, kaimitz, the fistful of the flower offering, before these words, b'yem tzavaisa, it says, zayis hater lo'ilu ula mincha, which also is limited for the daytime. In contrast, the evarim of like an oila, they could be burnt the entire night, as the first Mishnah in Shas mentions this idea. As the Gemara says in Afchavav Mabez, how do we know that after sundown, one could still sacrifice it the whole night? So therefore, that's not similar to the mincha, because the kaimitz can only be up until sundown, just like the blood. So maybe we should include blood, because it's similar to the mincha in these two ways. So it's like, well, yeah, but hanef nefesh, and the other ones have that much more in common with the mincha, and therefore, if we're excluding something from al mincha secha, it's going to be, we're going to exclude me al damcha, and therefore, in contrast, include all those other things. Now, Amma, the time of the Brice had said initially that Shemeh ani afila etzim adam. I would think to include the obligation of salting or carbon would even be if one is bringing wood or blood. Why? Shenikru carbon. They're also, like the Pasuk says, carbon, they're called a carbon, and therefore we would have thought it requires salt. That's why, as the Brice said, we had to exclude it. On that, as the Gemara, man shamali da amma etzim ikru carbon. Who's the time of the Brice that calls bringing wood as a donation to the Mizbeach that it's called a carbon, and therefore we would have thought it requires salt? So the Gemara, it's Rebbe. The problem is, L'Rebbe Mebaya Baya Melech. But the problem is, the Brice is saying that you don't need to salt the Eitzim. The problem is, if you're saying it's called a carbon, as we're going to prove, the one who holds it's called a carbon is Rebbe, then how could the town of the Brice, if it's Rebbe, say that you're excluding salt from the Eitzim, when Rebbe holds that you have to salt firewood? To sound like learn the Brice. Carbon, it says in the Pasuk, Nefesh Kisak of Carbon Mincha. What does the word carbon come to tell you? When it says carbon, it says anything, even firewood, if you're donating it, it's also going to have to be salted. And now, vakama, how much wood has to be brought when you bring a carbon of wood? There's two large logs. And v'cheinu oimer, says the Tanakama, so too it says in the Pasuk in Nechemia, that we find that wood, as a donation, as a nedava to the mizbech, is called a carbon. Now the reason why, again, it says you have to bring Shnei Gezerim, the Gemara learns that from Psukim and Masechtos Yuma, Devlam Gimel and Aleph. But where do you find that it's called a carbon? It says, V'hagayrolei al carbon eitzim, that the lots came out regarding the carbon, the sacrifice of the wood. Now that's the Tanakama. He says that it's called a carbon, and therefore there's a halacha of being menadev eitzim, of bringing such a carbon. Now Rebbe Amar, he says, eitzim, carbon minchahein, that it's actually a carbon, like a flower offering, and therefore, and this is the point that we're saying, utu'unin melech, so it's just like the mincha that we said in the Pasuk, when you bring a carbon of wood, you have to salt it, utu'un hagosh, you actually have to bring it near to the corner, southwestern corner of the Mizbeach, just like a mincha. Now, Vama Rava, Rava had said that Ladivi Rebbe, that according to this opinion of Rebbe, that he's comparing the Eitzim that has to be sold to the Neftu Hagasha like a flower offering, so to Eitzim Tun Kemitza, that when you bring a donation of firewood, you have to actually do a fistful of the wood like a mincha. And therefore, actually, someone who's bringing these two logs has to bring some other small wood to go ahead and burn on the Mizbeach. And Vamra Papa, he says, L'divi Rebbe, Eitzim Tzrichim Eitzim. Like we said, that not only do you have to do a kemitza of it, you have to actually bring wood for the wood so that you could burn the wood on that wood. Just like a mincha needs to have wood to burn the mincha on it. Now, Taisa points out, what's the Gemara's question? Why does the Gemara say, oh, who's the one that says Eitzim is carbon? It's Rebbe he. And the problem with that is, you see, Rebbe says that it's just like a mincha and it has to be salted. So how does that work well with the Brice who says that we're excluding wood from being salted? What do you mean? The Tanakhama, the Rabbanan, are also calling Eitzim as a carbon. And it does not need to be salted according to them. It's not like a mincha. They just, you have to bring Shnei Gizaren, and it's just, you could bring it as a carbon because it's called a carbon. So then why don't we just say the Tana, the Brice, is the Rabbanan? So that says Taisis from the fact that the Braisa puts together Eitzim and Dam. It sounds like that the Eitzim that's being brought as a carbon, and that we're calling a carbon, therefore we would have thought that it requires to be salted, is a complete carbon, like Dam. Now that's like Rebbe, because the Tanakhama, the Rabban, although they say it's called a carbon, it's not like a full-fledged bona fide, as Taisus has a lengthy discussion about this, as any regular carbon. Because if it did, then it would require, like the opinion of Rebbe. Rebbe says it's a bona fide carbon, like a mincha. You have to do kemitza, you have to burn it on wood. So if the pasuk, if the Bryce is comparing Eitzim and Dam together, and Dam is a bona fide carbon, so Eitzim also is a bona fide carbon. Now that's only Rebbe. And if it's Rebbe, then you have to salt it. So how's the Bryce excluding wood? It says the Gemara Sami Mekan Eitzim, you're right. You should delete from this Bryce when we were saying what we're excluding from requiring salting, delete wood, because actually wood, the time of the Bryce is obviously Rebbe, and wood does require it to be salted. So ask the Gemara, then Be'elikro Lamotimai, then the pasuk that we brought, that we're saying, oh, what are the things that are going to require to be salted, are these types of things, and we're excluding, what's it excluding? Ilmute Dam, the only thing left, you said you're not excluding wood. So if it's coming to exclude the blood, but Me'al Min Chaskanavka, we already have the pasuk that the Braisa brings later on, that you only bring what's on your flower, from V'loy Me'al Damcha, not the blood. So why do we need two exclusionary terms in the psukim to exclude? What do you mean? Just say, as the Braisa concluded, it says carbon klal, me'al min chascha prat, and then it says kol karban chaz v'kal, like we had explained what the Braisa was saying, which tells you that anything else that comes, that requires something else to come a chayva with it, which is firewood, that's what requires to be salted, and not blood, because blood does not have a chayim boin l'chayva. In other words, as Rashi explains, you can't ask now anymore like we had originally asked, wait a second, maybe we should include the, like, just like the flower offering is a permitter, so to anything that's a permitter, and therefore we should include blood. Because if that would be the case, if you're including anything that's similar to mincha in that one element that's achem boin chayvela, like all those other things that have to have firewood with it to be burnt on the mizbeach, and you're also including blood, which is similar to mincha that it has a matter, so then when you're saying afkal, the also anything that's just like the mincha that has similar in that element, well, what do you mean everything? That sounds like you're excluding something. What are you excluding? In other words, according to what we had originally thought, that we'd explained that, oh, afkol, we thought, okay, we could include blood. What do you mean, include blood? So what's afkol? So to anything that's similar, which sounds like, but we're excluding something, that we thought, okay, that would exclude Eitzim. So therefore, we thought to ask, so don't only include something that is similar to mincha that achem bo in chayvela, but rather include also the dam, that's also similar in that it has a tzad of matter. And afkol will exclude Eitzim, where it doesn't have any one of those. It's not, it doesn't have to have achem bo in chayvela, it doesn't require wood to come with it, and it's also not a matter. That's why we had explained the braisa. So that's why you need malman chaska as an extra word to exclude blood, because you would have thought actually to include blood, because afkol would have excluded only Eitzim. But now that you're saying that the Tana of the Braisa is Rebbe, and that Eitzim actually has a Achem Boin Chaybula, that Eitzim needs Eitzim to be burnt on it. And therefore, you actually do need a salt to Eitzim. So then, if you're going to include that the blood, because that it requires to be salted because it's similar to the mincha that has a tzad matter, then what's avkol coming to exclude? Which you expounded from that before. Oh, avkol shachem boin l'chayv is also going to require to be salted. But sounds like something else not. What are you excluding? You already want to include blood and you want to include wood. So what would be excluding? So that the Gemara continues, what the Havimina was before the word Ma'amal Chaskha to exclude blood, if we're already including wood, so what are you excluding blood for? We already know blood's excluded, because what else is the pasuk in the drasha of Afkal coming to exclude? Says the Gemara, Apik Eitzim Ba'al Nesachim. Yeah, like we said, delete Eitzim, because that does require to be salted, and rather include, put into the terminology of libations, which Nesachim are also like blood that there's the Nesachim not permitting anything, and it's also, it doesn't have a chayim bayin chayvela because you don't burn the Nesachim, you pour it on the Mizbeach like blood. To tell like learn the Braisa that wine does not require to be salted, the libations don't require. The Braisa says, avalayayin, but the wine, va'adam, and the blood, va'itzim, and the wood, va'akhtaris, and the incense, into and the melech, doesn't need to be salted. So you see that wine doesn't need to be salted, and that's what we would have thought would have been the only thing excluded. That's what you need al korka bancha to say, oh, but no, meaning al minchascha, v'loy al damcha, that no, we do exclude blood. So what the two that are excluded from being salted are the wine and the blood. Now the problem is, ask the Gemara Mani, who is the time of the brisa you just brought? Yeah, you proved that wine's not salted, but e Rebbe, if the time of this brisa is like Rebbe, but kasha eats him, you have a difficulty with the wood, because Rebbe holds wood is salted, and this brisa is saying it's not. And Rabban, it was like the Rabban who disagreed with Rebbe, Bakasha Keteris. You have a difficulty with Keteris, where the Gemara said in the previous daf, on the Chaf and Aleph, that Kol Shachem Bain Chayvela, whatever requires something else to be brought obligatory with it, well, Keteris also requires firewood to be able to burn the Keteris on the Mizbeach, so it also has to be salted. Additionally, the Gemara tells us later on that you burn the, it's on the top of the Mizbeach, and that's where you salt. It says the Keteris and the Kaimitz. So you see that it is salted. So who's this Tana the Braisa that says that the Eitzim and the Keteris are not salted? Says the Gemara, Hai Tana Hu D'Tanya. You're right, it's a different Tana that we learn in the following Braisa. He says that Mahaprat, he learns the Pasuk as follows. He says, just like the specific that it says in the Pasuk to be salted, Min Chascha, is Mefurish, is explicit, that what's unique about the flower offering? A few things. Davashem Kabbalatum, it's something that's susceptible to become tummy. It's a food item. V'ayil Ishim, it's also something that's put onto the fires of the Mizbech. V'yeshnei al-Mizbech Achitz, it's also something that's burnt on the outer altar. Of course, so to anything that we're going to include in the obligation of being salted, has to be Davah HaMakabotama, something that's susceptible to Tumah. V'ayil Ishim, it's also put on the fires. V'yeshnei al-Mizbech Achitz, and it's also only on the outer altar. So Yatzu Eitzim, that excludes the word Shei Makabotama, because that's not susceptible to Tumah. Now, as Rashi points out, although the Gemara tells them Besachim of Lamhem and Aleph that the Atzim Aracha, that the wood of the pyre of the fire of the on the Mizbeach is actually susceptible to Tumah, like the Gemara there says Vabaser. What's that word Vabaser? Extra to include Eitzim and Levina. That says Rashi. That's actually only rabbinic because of what's known as Chibas Kodesh, because of the endearment of hektish items. But it's only rabbinic, and the pasuk is known as a Smach Tumah. It's just an allusion because wood is not Mekabel Tumah. It's not a food item. And Yatzu Dam V'Yain. We also exclude blood and wine, she'in oyim le'ishim, because they're not put on the fires in Mizbeach. And Yotze Keteres, it excludes also the incense, she'in al Mizbeach achitzim, because it's not on the outer altar, it's only in the inner altar, therefore that's the time of this brisa. But one thing that we see is that the wine does not require to be salted, and that's what the time of the brisa was saying, that would have been the one thing we would have excluded, and that's where we have the extra pasuk to exclude also blood. But again, the time of the brisa is obviously, like we said, it's Rebbe who holds that regarding the being called a carbon, Eitzim we would have thought would have required because he holds Eitzim as a bona fide carbon. And therefore we actually say you have to delete Eitzim because it's not excluded from the obligation of salting. It actually is. And rather what's being ultimately excluded in this Braisa is the Yayin, which is from the Nesachim, and that of Dam from the Pasuk of Amun Chascha, Loyal Damcha.